Good morning. Welcome everybody to our county council meeting of November 14th, 2017. The first thing is going to be approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of council. Looks like we do have one recommendation today. We do not have any minutes for approval, so we can remove approval of minutes.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have numerous thank you letters because of the public service grants or human service grants that were given. The first is from the Clothing Our Kids. The second is Milford Housing and Development Corporation. Our development corporation. The next is from La Red Healthcare Center, then Westside New Beginnings, Inc., Clear Space Theater Company, Lewis Senior Center, Inc., the Down Syndrome Association of Delaware, Kent Sussex Industries, Ronald McDonald House, Delaware Ecumenical Council on Children and Families, Bridgeville Senior Center. The next one is the Ocean View Historic Society, the Alzheimer's Association, the Mason-Dixon Woodworkers, SOAR, which is Survivors of Abuse in Recovery, Inc., and Community Integrated Services, and the ITN Southern Delaware, and that is for Dignified Transportation for Seniors.
I handed two more now, just Amherst, unless you can write a copy.
Okay, sure. Thank you, Mr. President. Easter Seals and another one from KSI. Thank you.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Only comment, Mr. Guy? Thank you, sir. Susan Brooker.
Right here.
Well, good. Step right up.
You all see me before up here. I'm with Delaware Senior Olympics.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm here to discuss, of course, why we need a pickleball court at Sussex New Center. And I have a letter here from Delaware Senior Olympics Board of Directors.
Okay.
And please put as many pickleball courts as you possibly can there. And also, in the future, we hope that you will support a planned large indoor facility that we want to put in Sussex County, because we have no place to play indoors in Sussex County. Can I approach and give this to you?
Yes, ma'am. Give the yard to our clerk, please. Thank you.
And I appreciate your time very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. On this issue with the Sussex Sports Complex out here, they want to have so bad with the pickleball and everything with it. Does that need to be in front of county council? Does it need to be changed, zoning change or conditional use or what have you? Because what about the neighbors? Are the neighbors all for it and all that? And not only that, why are we paying for this thing on $1.5 million for tax dollars when, hey, these pickleball players, I got a thing I want in Greenwood. It's going to cost $5 million. You guys willing to fork it over? I don't think so. So I'll raise the money myself. So that's what I want them to do. They want to play that pickleball or soccer or whatever, let them pay for it. It's time to quit coming in here and saying, oh, your tax dollars need to be spent for us. No. Go learn, pay for it every time you play, and then you can have it. Otherwise, forget it.
Thank you, sir. Next thing on the agenda is a consent agenda, two items. Wastewater agreement number 103-2, Sussex County project number 81-04, Governor's Pump Station in Force, Maine, of the Westford Hope expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. And number two is a wastewater agreement number 103-4, Sussex County project number 81-04, Governors Phase 1A, 1B, and 1C construction record, West Ridgeville expansion of the Doobie Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions on the consent agenda? And motion to approve consent agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. The next item on the agenda today, we are joined by Mr. Tony DePrima, the Executive Director of the Delaware Sustainable Energy Utility. Mr. DePrima is going to come forward and give the council a presentation on the PACE legislation and answer any questions the council may have.
I use this.
Yes, you may.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome.
Thank you to the council for making some time for me to hear this presentation. Several of you had received this presentation already at the Association of Counties, so I got a warning from your administrator to sort of make this quick because it'll be repetitive for a lot of you who were there. I should start by saying that the Sustainable Energy Utility is a nonprofit organization created by the state of Delaware to bring energy efficiency and renewable energy programs to the citizens of Delaware. And we have, you know, over a dozen programs for farms, homes, and businesses. This would be a new program operating in the state of Delaware that does require some legislation, and it's called the Property Assessed Clean Energy Financing for Delaware. Property Assessed Clean Energy Financing, and we call it PACE. PACE is a new economic development strategy that has environmental benefits for commercial buildings. So this is a private commercial building program. And what it does is it secures private investment, key there is private investment, into energy savings and renewable energy improvements through voluntary tax assessments. So that's why I'm coming to local governments. It requires partnerships with the counties. And what this financing will do is it will help businesses with their bottom line while also increasing property values. Very quickly, anything that saves energy or creates clean energy would be eligible for PACE financing. Here are some examples of the kinds of work that would be done. You should know that PACE is not, you know, it's relatively new. It's been around for about 8 years now, but it is passed in 32 states, and there are 19 active programs. Just across the border in Maryland has a PACE program, and in fact, Kent County, Maryland, and Queens Anne County right here on the peninsula are participating in the Maryland PACE program. So some real basics. Legislation does have to be passed to enable this kind of financing. The dollars that will be invested in private sector commercial buildings would come from private sources, banks, and specialty financers. What makes this different is a county assessment is placed on the property. A lien is created to pay the debt service, so it would be very similar to other kinds of assessments that you may do. And the county, for providing this service as part of it, you're in essence becoming the loan servicers. You can collect a fee to offset your costs. What makes these liens, I think, most valuable, more than traditional lending, is that the assessment survives sale, including foreclosures. And so future PACE assessments can be assumed by future owners, whoever buys the building. What that enables is long-term financing, and I think that's one of the keys of this program, is long-term financing and better security. So again, those people who are participating in other states as private sector lenders, why do they like it? The PACE lien provides stronger collateral. There tends to be lower default rates. These costs of these, the value of the benefits could be spread amongst tenants of buildings. So building owners where there's tenancy in it tend to like it. And it does create some new markets for them. So why would building owners like PACE? Why would they want to go this financing route versus traditional financing? Well, for one, it's long-term financing, which is hard to get in traditional commercial financing. Secondly, there could be, under this lending, no out-of-pocket costs. This could go up to 100% financing, which is unusual. It requires a positive cash flow. This program would only lend so that the debt service is less than the energy savings generated. Again, it does increase property value. It can transfer on sale, so that assessment can go with the property, and again, there could be a shared benefit. So really important here is the primary mortgage holders have to approve of this. So this only happens if the primary mortgage holder okays it and certifies that they're in approval. So why would they do this? Well, it makes their lenders, their customers, collateral more valuable. It helps their customers' bottom line. So they like it for the same reasons the lenders like it and the borrowers like it. I think really important here is only PACE assessments are in arrears and collectible. It does not extinguish subordinate liens. And it's really important, it does not come in front of any kind of county or municipal assessments. So it's behind municipal assessments, but in front of private liens and mortgages with the approval of those mortgage holders. So why do local governments like it? Well, it's viewed as an economic development strategy, right? It's creating green jobs, mostly construction jobs. There is reductions in CO2 emissions. There's no tax money used at all in this, and there are some fees that can support the services of the assessor's cost or the, you know, whatever office does billing. So I think what's key here, it is voluntary for the local governments to participate. It's voluntary, obviously, on the borrower, voluntary on the lender, and it's voluntary approval of the private mortgage holder. So this has voluntary throughout it. Little details about the legislation. So my organization would serve as the administrator. We would also be able to collect reasonable fees for our services. We would basically be ensuring quality control throughout the process. The tax offices would do the loan servicing for a fee. This only would become operational in the legislation after guidelines are created. So the detailed program, the guidelines would come after the legislation. Those guidelines under legislation have to happen through a stakeholder process, including the counties have to be a part of it. And only after a public hearing would it be adopted by the board of directors of the SEU. My organization is willing to step in with our other funding to do the startup cost for this, creating the guidelines, helping the counties get their programs up and running. So the status on the legislation, it's Senate Bill 113. It's currently on the Senate ready list. Senator McDowell and Representative Pardee are the sponsors. So far we have support from, you know, a whole variety of organizations. I'm not going to read them to you. Last week, the Kent County Administrative Committee voted it out for a resolution of support from Kent County. It was supposed to go on the agenda tonight, but I couldn't make it, so we're going to postpone it till I'm there. What I'm asking the Sussex for is, you know, I'm not necessarily looking for a letter of support for a piece of legislation. I'm looking for an expression, official expression, that Sussex County may be interested in participating if the legislation gets passed. And so I'm hoping at a future meeting you will all consider some action, whatever you usually take, just expressing interest in the program and that you may be interested in participating, be a part of the stakeholder process in developing the guidelines, and then after all of that, if you're still interested, you can become a participating county. Thank you very much.
Questions of council?
Yes. Fee amount. You mentioned fees, so could you share a little bit more about the fees?
Yeah, so the legislation doesn't go into details of fees, it just says a reasonable amount. So I think the idea is to offset the costs. I think the fee amounts would be up to each individual county. You would do your own assessment of what it's going to cost you to operate this program, and that fee would get built into the, you know, agreements.
Okay. And then contractors. Who mandates or who what contractors from the private sector are allowed to participate in this, and who, if there is a vetting process, who is that vetting process?
Yeah, if you mean it, the construction contractors, like the HVAC companies or the solar installers, yep. There is no requirement. So this is up to the borrower, you know, to pick their own contractor. So there's no mandating participating contractors. The only thing there is the participating lenders have to agree to the guidelines of the program.
Okay, and then last question, I asked you when we sat next to each other, but now we're on record and we have the public, what are the negatives? Why shouldn't we do this?
I think there are a few negatives. But, I mean, in theory, somebody can stop paying their loan, and so there could be the extra paperwork and headache of doing a foreclosure, which, you know, would be a part of the servicing fee, or which would be a part of the role of the county if it did have to go for an assessment and a foreclosure. What usually happens in these, as I understand it, is they rarely go to foreclosure because the only thing that's owed on these liens are the amount in arrears and the amount owed, so you don't call the whole loan. And so generally what happens in those situations to stop a foreclosure from happening, just often happens in tax foreclosures, is the primary mortgage holder will come in and pick up those costs until a new owner is found.
This is not a pyramid, is it?
Mr. Wilson, what?
Sounds like a pyramid you're trying to get started.
Pyramid? I don't think that's the case.
Sir, is your goal to shut down Indian River Power Plant? Is it your goal to shut down Indian River Power Plant?
No. I think so I have a background in power. I used to be the city manager in Dover, so we ran an electric company. I think the Indian River Power Plant's important on the peninsula.
I'd like to invite you to come talk to Delaware Electric Power Company.
Well, I talk to Bill Andrews all the time, but okay. So that is not our goal. Our goal is to, you know, under the legislation, to help Delawareans, businesses, nonprofits, state agencies save energy dollars.
I know we've gotten a problem with Delaware Electric passing this law to start with because it caused our electric to go up higher. We had to meet their qualifications. Garden, for some of them, they knew nothing about Delaware Electric.
Yeah, I'm not sure which program you're talking about, but, you know, we work
about,
all the time.
I'm talking about your legislators. Mr. McDowell.
Oh, all right.
Of course, I know which side Mr. McDowell's on. He comes from the D side.
Yeah.
Any Understood. More questions to the council?
Just the process, actually, Mike. What is the process? Moving forward, what is the process? If
Mr. Lawson?
Yeah, so I think what I wanted to make sure you heard this on the record and had any questions of Tony, and what we could do is in a future meeting endorse this officially if the council's so inclined and take a position. We'll also know what the other two counties are going to do as a result, and then when they go back in session, we'll have an official position. And then the official position will be that the county will support if that's what you choose to do.
But we don't have to pass anything officially or just it's an internal procedure,
not
basically.
Anyway.
Is that right?
State has to pass some legislation. Then
to allow us.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's enabling
right.
legislation,
right.
which would then allow us to participate if it were to pass, and then we would be able to participate. I thought you were asking me steps to endorse the legislation and get the state to
also
pass.
Also our role. I mean, if they pass this, that enables us as a body to choose to be a participant or not. And if we choose to, then what do we have to do as a body to allow that?
So I think I can answer that. I think the first thing you would do is help participate in the stakeholder meetings to develop guidelines. So I would hope that Sussex County would give us input on developing the detailed guidelines. The way this works in other states is there would actually be a memorandum of understanding and agreement between the SEU and the county. So there will be documents that will actually be formed as a part of the guidelines. So there would be, you know, basically an agreement between the SEU and the county to administer the program. That's where the fees would be set. You know, it would set forth all of your obligations to run the program. There would be an out clause if after a couple of years or a year you're not interested anymore. But there's actually operating agreements that run the program between the county and the SEU. And then there would be agreements, and there's lots of documents having to do with the loan. So that, you know, where you would have to do that documentation to place the liens on the property and all of that. So.
Okay.
Is the agreement county specific or is it a state agreement? When you say meet with the stakeholders?
So I think the agreements will be county specific because every county might want to do it a little different. There may be a different office involved in each county. So they would be county specific. I think what we would do is develop template agreements that would be a part of the guidelines that could then be amended and changed to whatever the needs of the specific county. So they would be specific county agreements, I see it as. And in terms of the timing, what I was really hoping to do is I'm in a little bit of a catch-22. So I have legislators who ask, well, are the counties even interested in this? And then I have the counties saying, well, is the legislature going to pass this? So I was really hoping to do is even before the legislature's in session or while they're in session, it would be great to be able to confidently say to some of the legislators, hey, I have some counties interested. You know, if you pass this, they're going to kick the tires and they will take a look at it. So that's what I'm really looking for.
Okay. We will try to get something, an answer for you in the next couple of weeks if we can.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Sure.
We need to do more than just kick the tires here.
we're going to check air pressure, aren't we?
Yeah, check to see how the motor runs.
We'll make sure they fuel up, too.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for being here.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, and thank you, Tony, for coming down. Appreciate it. Okay, next item on the agenda is the Sussex Sports Center Foundation proposal update and discussion.